If you cannot take care of me before I give you my money, I have zero confidence in your ability to service me after you have it. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. This is Andrea Eppolito celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little frustrated today. And I want this to be a positive and productive space. So let me share with you a couple of things that have happened and then create an opportunity for us to discuss how to maybe get better at it. So there has been a shocking and honestly very disturbing lack of service in the last 30 to 60 days. And I'm going to give you some examples. So first, I have a client. They have about 250 to 300 people. We have a budget of about $80,000 to $100,000 for food and beverage. So what the venue is going to be collecting. So I called a worldwide, world-renowned, very well-known venue. And I left a message inquiring about space, and I did not hear back. So I followed up with an email. I get it. Sometimes we miss a message. A day went by, no response. 2 days went by, no response. I follow up with a second email. Hey, making sure you got this, wanted to advance it to the top of your email box. Clients coming in for site inspections, want to make sure that you've seen this. No response again. I call the hotel and I ask to be connected. I get a voicemail. Fine. Now I'm thinking, is it possible that my contact is no longer there? So I go on the website and I fill out an inquiry form, and another 2 days pass, and it's the last space that I'm trying to schedule for my site inspections. So I call the hotel again because the client really wants to see this space. And I get an operator and I said, listen, I'd like to hold until you can get me a person to speak to. And when I finally get someone who, in all fairness to her, is an admin, she tells me that response times on inquiries would be 4 to 6 weeks. And I am dumbfounded. I actually stopped, like the pause had to be just like dead noise. Like you would hung up the phone. I was like, I'm sorry, what did you say? 4 to 6 weeks for me to find out whether or not you have space available so that I can give you money? Do you understand the absurdity of that? How absolutely insane that is? Another example. I have a project with my husband that has been floating around in the air for quite some time. And we are building a team to support this project. And one of the things that I really feel very strongly about is that you support people who have supported you. You give business to people who are good people. You try to put things in a place where karmically business is spread out and money is even and you're supporting people who are truly good humans. But we have reached out to people and invited them to be a part of this project, where there is going to be not huge money. Like I'm not talking like, oh, you're going to get $100,000 a project, but you're going to have consistent work. You're going to have consistent business. We're going to make it easy for you. And there's going to be a flow of money that you can really rely on. 6 weeks, and we have had to follow up with a vendor and say, like, is this something that you want? Is this something that you want? Are you going to get back to us? No answer. No response. Another one where I have reached out to someone and said, hey, this is my client. This is what they're doing. This is what it is that we're trying to get done. Can you help me? And I got a message back saying, I'd love to work with you, but I'm super busy right now. Can it wait? Well, no, it can't wait. And I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand how we as an industry, whether it's as a planner or as a venue or whoever it is that is making these phone calls, I don't know how we're allowing this to continue. And I also don't know I don't understand what is going on in your mouth and in your head when these words come out of your mouth. What is happening in your brain that makes you think it is acceptable to tell someone that you are too busy for them, that you're too busy to take the business. Now, if you are truly at bandwidth, then your response can and should be, thank you so much. I'm so sorry to tell you I'm not available for this project. Not I'm too busy, not wait, but if you're truly not available because of your workload, then just simply say that you're not available. But this idea of I'm too busy, we're too short-staffed, and the nonsense about this being a holdover from COVID, I'm just done. I'm so done with it. My clients expect a tremendous amount from me. When my clients come to me and they turn around and say to me, I trust you with $500,000 of my money that you're going to give me an experience worthy of the financial investment that I've made. When a client comes to me and says, I trust you with being the custodian of my memories, being the person that's going to make sure that this moment in my life is benchmarked and that it is superior to every other moment that I've ever had. My clients lead extraordinary lives. Every single day, they have the best of everything. And so when they invite me into their life, it is because I can make this day, this experience, this place for them better, bigger, more exciting, and more meaningful than any other day. Do you think I tell them that I'm too busy? Do you think I tell them to wait? Absolutely not. And my ability to properly service these clients is solely dependent on the ability of my partners and my vendors and my team to do their job. And so if you're out there and you're wondering, God, Andrea works with the same people over and over and over again. Andrea goes to the same venues over and over and over again. I wonder why she does that. This is why. Because they take care of my clients by taking care of me. Because I don't ever feel like a nuisance. And because we have a level of trust put together. So if you are listening to this, if you are a vendor and you are out there and you're saying to yourself, dude, I don't care, like I am too busy or I just can't get to this. I am telling you now, you need to develop a process that is going to help you, because if you cannot provide service, forget about the thing. I could care less about the flower, the rental, the chair. I don't care. I can get that anywhere. But if you can't provide service, and if you can't take care of me, then when this rush dies down, so will your business. So I'm just spitballing here. A couple of things to do. If you are short-staffed, if you are busy, you have to make some just operational adjustments. Maybe you need to extend your workday. Maybe you need to cut back on projects. Maybe you need to schedule fewer coffee meetings, or you need to say, like, could this meeting be an email? There are 1,000 ways that you can cut back on useless tasks. Maybe you need to hire a temp worker or a virtual assistant. Maybe you could automate things in terms of your email or getting a workflow down. Maybe you need to reach out to your clients and be proactive and turn around and say, hey, this is what's going on. I understand you have these needs. I want to explain to you. Just information would be helpful. If a vendor came to me and said, hey, I just want to give you kind of a global overview. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. This is the process, because I don't want you to feel like you're getting lost in it. That would be huge for me. That would be such a welcomed message, as opposed to the dead noise and the non-responsiveness and not hearing anything back. I don't get it. I'm not going to lie. I don't understand why people don't do things a certain way. I do understand that everybody's different. I understand that everybody's life is different. I understand that everybody's workflow is different. I understand that everybody's commitment level is different. I get that. But I don't understand how you could have spent 18 months during a pandemic reaching out to me and saying, hey, if you have anything, we'd love to work with you. Hey, if you've got anything, I'd love to do this. Hey, let me provide you with all of these things. And now you can just feel totally comfortable saying, I'm too busy, or I can't get to it, or you need to wait 4 to 6 weeks. It is so disrespectful. It's so, I don't have the word because it's so frustrating to me. And I don't understand how people feel completely comfortable behaving like this. And it's not one person. It's a bunch of you out there. And some of you that have said these things to me, I know, listen to my podcast. And if you're sitting there saying, I wonder if this is for me, then it's probably for you. So what are we going to do? First thing that I am going to tell you is the answer is not to raise your prices. I know a lot of people say, well, if you're that busy, raise your prices. This way you're doing quality and not, no, that's nonsense. Raising your prices to weed out other business is not the answer. I'm not paying a dime extra for substandard service. So that is not it. I really encourage every single person who is that swamped to give up a few hours of their personal life, to give up a personal weekend, to work an all-nighter, to do something. I want you to lay out every piece of business that you have, and I want you to get a real good idea of where you are in the process. Is it an inquiry? Is it somebody that's booked? Is it somebody that is halfway through a project? You need to have a visual outline of where things stand. You need to look at all of your inquiries, and those need to get answers within 24 to 48 hours. And if you can't handle that business, if you just can't even respond to the inquiry, then just turn around and say, I'm so sorry, we're booked, if you can't give it the appropriate level of response. And then after that, I want you to stop. Stop taking new business if you can't service the business that you already have. Because all you're doing is hurting yourself. You are killing your brand, you're killing your customer service, and you are killing your reputation. There are a lot of people who will give second chances. I am not one of them. Now, maybe you don't care. Maybe you're out of market and you're like, whatever, she doesn't matter. That's totally fine. But I guarantee you there's somebody in your market. There's somebody in your universe. There's somebody out there like me who, if you hurt their business, if you prevent them from being able to do their best work, they will simply make a left turn and they will never look back. People who are really serious are building teams, are building businesses, and are doing really great work with people who care. If you can't care and if you can't service it, then I am telling you, this is a very long goodbye. Not just from me, my goodbyes are short, but in the industry, you are going to falter, you are going to fail, and you are going to find yourself in a really, really bad place. And I don't want to see that, because anytime one of our businesses suffers, anytime one of our businesses closes, anytime one of our businesses fails, it reflects badly on the entire industry. We as creatives, and we in the wedding industry specifically, already have this negative reputation of being hobbyists or of being not fully professional or of being fly by night or predatory or all of these things. Do not behave in a way that reinforces those beliefs for people. Put your business together, staff up if you need to, find a new process. This is a whole new world. You have to figure out a way to exist in it in a really deep, meaningful, and service-oriented way, or you are going to get crushed. That is my rant for today, my friends. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be at Lotus House today. So I will be there with our venue. Otherwise, if you have any great stories, I don't ever slam anyone negatively. I don't call out negative behavior by name on my podcast. But I will say this, I would love to start giving shout outs to people who do extraordinary jobs. So if you're a planner or a photographer or a florist or anyone in any market doing anything, and another creative has really done something amazing for you, do me a favor, drop me a note and let me know, because I will give them a shout out here on your behalf. And if you have any questions, I have a new page on my website. It is www.andreaeppolito.com/ask. I get a lot of requests for people that want time or have questions or are looking for different answers. If you leave it there, I'm going to be pulling questions, topics, and inquiries from that ask page. and responding with content here and on my YouTube channel. So thanks again. I'll talk to you guys soon.